Fire away.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast Podcast, episode 421, recorded on the 1st of April 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at noon Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. You can also support us at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Brad Aldwin and myself, Daryl, and our very special guest is Jeremy Stewart from Swan. And we would like to also acknowledge our supporter at Still Spinning, that is Kevin Carpenter, who has a wonderful channel called Still Spinning on YouTube, where you can find out everything you need to know about vinyl.
Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now. Holding brain hands.
Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Daryl. How are you, mate? How's your week been?
Good, good, good. And this week I actually got the recording working on time, so I didn't like last week where I lost the whole intro. My audacity is working well. Had a good week. I hear you're moving to Android. You've had enough of Apple products. You're sick and tired of them. Yeah. So you're going to Android. So sorry, Apple, you've lost your biggest supporter. Had a great week. Good week. And it's a lovely sunny day here in downtown Mansfield.
Does Aldwin know that I moved to Android?
I don't know.
No, I wasn't aware of that. Brad, I'm surprised. So what happened?
Oh, I just had enough of it.
Okay.
He's had enough of talking about Apple over all these years, and they never sent him anything, and they never talked to him, so he spat the dummy and he's gone Android.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see how you find the difference.
Yeah.
Well, I use both, as you know. I've got a MacBook Air and I've got a Samsung phone, so I'm juggling both of them.
Yes, really? Yes.
So you never moved. You never moved to the iPhone. Then
I have had iPhones in the past, but I've found one way or another, I've had the black screen of death, or they've failed on me in some way, and they haven't been very reliable, and the battery life is shocking. So there's a few things about the Apple phone I didn't like.
Really?
Yeah, and then when I did a bit of investigation as to whether to go to another Apple or to go to Samsung, I found a lot of people who worked in the telecommunications industries, a lot of them actually recommended Samsung and a lot of them use Samsung, which I found interesting. So I thought, okay, well, I'll give that a go. So, and I've been very happy so far with my Samsung. I've had it for a few years. MacBook Air, Note 2 phone, and it's been great. So, no issues there at all.
I think Samsung just released a new phone.
Daryl, I don't think she knows.
Yeah, well, you'll have to tell her, Brad. You'll have to tell her. You'll have to tell her.
I don't know. You tell her. I don't know if she knows or not. Do you know, Aldwin?
It's April 1.
April 1. Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. Okay. That's the joke for the day. Well, you had me fooled. Yeah. Okay. Great. All right. So you're not moving from Mac then, Brad. Okay. Thanks for that.
He tried to fool me earlier by saying that he'd actually, before we came on air and everything, that he'd broken his iPhone and the glass was smashed. But his only problem is he didn't act it well enough. He didn't sound outraged and angry and upset enough for me to have picked up that, yes, he actually did break his phone and he was going to go to Android. But that's the April. I think it's still I think up till noon, apparently, you can do April Fool's jokes.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah, is that correct? Is
it I mean, I don't know whether it's an urban legend or not, but whenever I was here, yeah. It used to be that April Fool's was till noon, was supposedly, but it's still not noon in some parts of Australia. So you can sort of argue your case that it's still.
I didn't know that was the case, but that's interesting to know.
That's right. Queensland, it's about 11:15 right now. So you had me fooled, Brad. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm sure nobody else listening to this would have been fooled whatsoever. I'm sure I'm the only one.
So did you actually believe that I was actually going to move to Android?
Yeah, I did. I thought, well, you know, things are always changing in technology world. You never know, you know, you never know which way you're going to go. So, absolutely. I thought maybe, well, as you said, you had enough, so I just believe what you said, Brad.
Okay. Fair enough. But seriously, I wouldn't move to Android. I would never move to Android. I love Apple too much, and the iPhone just works. This works so good. Works great.
Yeah, I believe they've come a long way since I had my iPhone. So
they have, especially the new iPhone, the new red one, the new red iPhone. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, I may well go to the dark side one day, Brad. Keep working on me.
get the new red iPhone.
I'll check it out. I'm sure once I check it out, I'll want to get it.
Check it out. Also, tomorrow we move back 1 hour too, Daryl, next week.
We do. It's the end of daylight saving in parts of, because Queensland didn't have daylight saving and the same as Western Australia didn't have daylight saving. But for those of us that did, we get an hour back, so when we wake up, so we get a bit we get an extra hour of sleep almost tomorrow, which will be very nice. But yes, we'll be back to normal standard time wherever you are in East Coast Australia, and we'll be back at the same time with the Queenslanders. So
yes, that's right. And also on April 21, I won't be on the show, Darryl. I'm here.
Have you got a note? I mean, you know, what's your excuse? And this, yeah, what's your excuse?
I'm going to Record Store Day.
Are you going to live stream it?
I'm going to try.
Cool. That'll be. Although you can't do that and disrupt their podcast. I mean, really, you know, but people can only watch one thing at a time, so they've got to listen to the podcast. Although they can listen to it, they can listen to the podcast later, and they can watch you live, I guess. But
yeah, maybe. I guess it's an excuse. Because I would rather go early than later, because you know you miss out on all the good stuff.
Yeah. So that's the 21st of April. So
just after Easter, I think it is.
It will be close to Easter. Yes, I understand. Yep.
So, if you guys want to do the show, it's up to you. If you want to miss the show, it's up to you. Let me know. And then
we'll put our heads together, I guess, and see what we'll do for the 21st of April. Yes.
And then we'll come back the following week and talk about what I've seen and stuff.
Yeah, it'll be cool. And
we got Jeremy Short on. Welcome, Jeremy, onto the podcast, mate. Welcome back.
Hey, Brad. Good to be back.
Good to have you on. Were you fooled by April Fool's at all?
Well, I'm starting to wonder, have I been invited on because it's some sort of elaborate April Fool's gag? Like, you know. Why today for me? I'm starting to question.
Yeah, we're actually not recording. We're actually just talking. Sorry, you know, so it's like
I might have to leave now, guys. See you later.
Yeah. So we're not really recording a podcast today. We're just here for a chat, you know.
It's still good to chat. Isn't
we it? Recorded it earlier. The actual podcast. We recorded it earlier. Yeah. We uploaded it. Yeah.
The joke's on me.
Yeah.
This could go viral. You'll make fun of me. Oh, the swan guy didn't know it was an elaborate gag.
Yes, no. It's all good. It's all good.
It's all good. Yep, all good, mate. All good. How's your week been, Jeremy? Anything exciting happened, mate?
Busy week. We're just sort of planning the rest of the year in terms of new products and things. Really busy week, but I suppose they're all pretty busy. Life's pretty good at Swan at the moment. You know, the new crime stats came out about 2 weeks ago, and the rate of burglaries is up 10.2% in the last 12 months. And the rate of aggravated burglaries and home invasions is up even higher than that. So I guess, you know, it's alarming for the community, but it's, you know, in one way it's good for our business. We're finding that, you know, sales are strong And people are really thinking about security systems and CCTV, whereas maybe a couple of years ago they wouldn't have thought of it. Now that's on their minds because, you know, crime's in the news all the time. So, yeah, we're busy and business is good.
Interesting. Okay. Any questions, Daryl?
Yeah, I mean, we were sort of chatting a bit off air about, you know, crime rates, as you just mentioned, and security systems. So for someone who's maybe never had a security system, never really, other than the locks on their doors, have never had any sort of thing like, you know, video, what do you suggest if they're sort of new to that?
Well, I sort of take a step back and say to people that they actually need to think of their overall safety and security. We call it a safety and security strategy. So you need to sort of look at your house or your business from the point of view of someone who might want to break in, or someone who, you know, might try and you know, damage your property. So, you know, start with the basics of the you know, your ladder, where you keep your ladder, where you keep your tools, you know, a gate, the gate at the front of the property. Do you have a lock on it? You know, it's sort of the basics around the place. Getting to know your neighbors, all those sorts of common sense things. And then as part of that safety and security strategy, I think that CCTV is a really important part of the mix, but it shouldn't be the only thing. So, you know, Swan is, you know, the number one manufacturer of security, do-it-yourself security and video security in the world. But I certainly advise people to think about other products that maybe we don't even make, like, you know, lighting, sensor lights, you know, the locks on your door and your windows, all those sorts of things as part of that safety and security strategy. But when it comes to video surveillance, yeah, it really depends on how big your property is. So for most people, four cameras is going to be enough. But I advise that you go for a DVR and NVR, so a recording. That's sort of like a recording box that the cameras connect to, and to have eight channels in that. And that just means that you can potentially have eight video streams, but start with four cameras. So four cameras connected to the DVR, the NVR, and then that gives you the ability to add up to four cameras later if you feel you need it. So, yeah, I think that's sort of where I start, the safety and security strategy, the common sense things you can do around the place, and then have CCTV as part of that safety and security strategy.
And so the other thing would be ease of use. Like, not everybody is, you know, a geek or even, you know, that technologically savvy. So you want something that most people would just be able to, if you like, almost set and forget. You know, set it up. Once it's set up, then they don't have a lot of options to have to fiddle with.
Yeah, our business really boomed about 7 or 8 years ago when the smartphone revolution happened and everyone wanted to have a smartphone. And we just found that up till then, CCTV had been something that was, you know, kind of for professionals, for businesses. But as soon as the smartphone revolution happened, and just our customers loved to be able to see what was happening at home on their smartphone, and our sales just went through the roof when that sort of change happened. So, yeah, that ability to see what's happening on your smartphone wherever you go is what, you know, a lot of our customers love. And, you know, you can have actually, you know, multiple people in the family who can see what's happening on the phone. So you could, you know, set it up so that maybe an elderly relative has a system set up. You could have members of the family who can log on and see that person's okay. So, yeah, that's really been a big driver for us. But the three main technologies that to think about with video surveillance are wired. So if the cameras are going to have a wire into that recording box, that DVR or that NVR that we talked about. The second technology is powered wireless, where you have a wireless connection between the camera and the recording box, but both those have to be powered. So you have the camera actually has to, you know, plug into a PowerPoint. So does the recording box. That's called powered wireless. And then the third one is now, and there's real growth in this segment, is true wireless. So where the camera is actually battery powered, and that's so easy to use for people. And so that's there's real growth in that segment, because you just basically, as the Americans would say, lick and stick. You just charge it up,
Yep.
Like you would with a smartphone. Mount it. You can screw it into the wall or just have it on a flat surface and see what's happening on your smartphone, like I talked about, but no wires needed, and it's you recharge. We've got this new battery-powered camera coming out later in the year, and you basically only have to charge it up maybe every 2 months. And it just the way it goes, and when you do recharge, it's just like, you know, probably like your smartphone. You just plug it into using USB, and away you go. So, yeah, those three technologies, the wired, powered wireless, and the true wireless, they're the three main technologies. Obviously, the wireless is easier to use, so people do love the fact that they're easy. But wired has a place, because if you're going to have multiple cameras, so like I talked about before, for a typical house, you might have four cameras, then wired is probably the way to go. You know, if you're going to have multiple cameras, two or more, then I'd advise you to go with wired. The other thing is with wired, you get a really stable signal. You don't get any interference. You get that, you know, nice, crisp, stable signal from the cameras all the time. So I think for sort of permanent home security with multiple cameras, then wired's the way to go. But for maybe an apartment or renters, you know, someone with a smaller house, small business, then wireless is a good option. Cool. So there's a quick summary on the different technologies. Yep. Yeah.
Sounds good. What about 4K?
Yeah, so 4K is really exciting. We and actually since I spoke to you guys last, 5 or 6 months ago, we went to the big CES trade show in Vegas.
Oh, nice.
And we exhibit there every year, and that's pretty exciting even for me. You know, I've been with the company 13 years, but I still sort of have to pinch myself when I'm exhibiting, on the floor of CES next to the big boys of consumer electronics. So it's pretty exciting for an Australian company like Swan to be there.
Yeah.
But, 4K. We launched 4K at CES. And, that's where the industry's heading. More and more, better image quality, higher definition. So, 1080p has been on the market in the do-it-yourself security world for probably 2 or 3 years now. But the market's now heading to 4K, and it gives you that just outstanding, crisp image quality, and it's fantastic for zooming too. So, you can imagine if you caught video of a car, you can zoom in and see the license plate close up, make sure you get the right car identified. Zoom in to see facial detail of people. It's great. Great for, with a security system, you've got the deterrent factor, preventing crime happening, but you get that evidence. So, having that better quality evidence that you can share with police or your insurance company or your mates or whatever really gives people peace of mind. So, 4K is here. It'll be in Australia with us around June. So it's on the way, already selling in America. And, we're really excited about it. And that's where the market's going to head, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Aldwyn, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, this new technology, the wireless technology that you've got, what sort of price ranges are you looking at? What's this kind of starting price for, say, a residential place up to, how much could you spend on a system like you're talking about, these new ones?
Yeah, so powered wireless is going to be around between $200 and $500, depending on how many cameras you set up. So, that's 1080p HD, so really good image quality. You get that smartphone viewing like I was talking about before, and it's easy to set up. Just got to make sure that the camera is located near a power point. But, somewhere around that sort of $300, $400 mark, you can get the system set up, and then away you go. And there's no ongoing fees or anything. So, Swan, we sell through retailers like Bunnings and JB Hi-Fi and Harvey Normans and Officeworks and Costco. So, we're really well covered in terms of distribution around the country and mind you, selling around the world too, selling in the US and the UK in big volumes. But, really accessible in terms of our retail coverage. And so that's the powered wireless, and then the true wireless, depending on how many cameras, is probably going to be around $300 as well. And that's coming out later in the year in August or September. And that was another product that we launched at CES and really got good feedback and good coverage on. So, really excited about the year ahead. And wireless, the market is really growing. That wireless segment is really growing because You get the high definition video, you get the smartphone viewing, but it's so easy to set up. So people are really loving that.
And how much per camera roughly could you spend? So that's for the setup, a few hundred bucks for the setup by the sound of it. And then per camera, like so say you need a four camera system for a resident.
Yeah, so the price I'm talking about is the one off cost of buying the system. So that's what you'd pay at Bunnings or at Harvey Norman or JB Hi-Fi, wherever. And then there's no ongoing costs. So what probably three quarters of our customers do is they'll go in, buy the system, set it up at home themselves, and then away they go. There's no ongoing costs at all. There's no subscription fees or anything. Probably a quarter of our customers at the moment will buy typically a wired system and then pay someone to come and install it for them. And so for that, you know, typical type system, 8-channel, 4 cameras, you're looking to pay, it's going to cost you probably $700, something like that, to buy it. And then the installation's going to be between $500 and $1,000, depending on how big your house is and how complex it is for the installer. So you can be completely set up at home with, you know, multiple cameras all installed and everything for probably $1,500, maybe $2,000, depending on how many cameras and the size of your property. So it's very affordable. And then that's set up. That'll last years. You know, typically we find our camera systems will last at least 5 years. So, you know, you're really covered and it's, you know, it's like a capital investment in a way for your home that's going to last and hopefully keep you and your loved ones safe for a long time.
Well, that's awesome. And what sort of warranties do they come with nowadays?
So 12-month warranty standard on all our products, but we offer an extension warranty extension if you register on our website. That takes it to 18 months. So that's what we offer. We're actually looking at the moment in some of our some of the more high def systems, extending the warranty up to 2 or 3 years. But at the moment, it's standard to be 12 to 18 months, depending on if you register or not. But one of the things we pride ourselves on as well is 24/7 support. And, you know, there are some, you know, I'll say there are some cheap products on the market that really, you know, consumers find that they find it hard to get it set up and then there's no support. But what we do at Swan is we really pride ourselves on looking after our consumers and our customers. And, yeah, you can call at any time and get the help and get advice and all that. So, yeah, that's part of what we do is really try and add that value. And we have as well, we really pride ourselves on having good manuals and good quick start guides in the packs and online and video instruction guides on our website and everything. So, yeah, it's always been important for us. So we really try to give support for our customers and keep people for their life as it is. You know, so we've got them through their journey. Even if they move homes, you know, we like to think that, they're going to buy Swan next time as well.
And I guess the other thing would be when people are looking at the actual cost is that a lot of the big insurance companies, if you've got your home insured, you know, home and contents and stuff, you do get an insurance break or a discount if you've got whatever the level of security. So even as basic as, you know, a lock, window deadlocks and stuff. But certainly I guess if you say to your insurer, I've got a video camera CCTV setup, then your insurer is likely to give you a better deal than if not.
Certainly, with alarm systems, the insurance companies will give you a discount. So depending on how many alarm sensors you have in your house,
yep,
and whether you have a indoor or outdoor siren, and if that siren's, I think it's more than 110 decibels, that's what the insurance companies like, and a flashing light. So if you have multiple sensors, the indoor, the outdoor siren, and a loud siren, and then the flashing light, they'll give you a discount. It is a bit of a contentious one that the insurance companies are a little slow. They've been slow to embrace CCTV as another discount mechanism, and it's something that we're kind of trying to, you know, organize to, I guess, lobby the insurance industry to reconsider that, because absolutely, if you've got CCTV, you know, it is going to protect your assets, and it is something that we really believe that everyday people, customers, should get a discount on their insurance if they've got CCTV, because it is something that's going to prevent break-ins. It's going to help in the event that something does happen to provide evidence. So, yeah, we're sort of trying to, I guess, marshal a bit of support and have the insurance companies consider that. But at the moment, you don't get a discount. What a lot of the insurance companies like is they actually have their own security divisions, and they like, if you're a customer of a particular insurance company, they'll like you to set up the insurance with them, and then they'll give you a discount if you use them. But you know, that doesn't really help customers of Swan, where you know, we're the number one do-it-yourself video security brand in the world, and we really feel like that needs rethinking. So we're hoping that we can get some change happening on that side of things.
That's interesting, because I was just presuming that, you know, if you put up some video cameras and stuff, that the that would be, you know, make the insurance your insurer very happy. But certainly, I don't understand why they can't look at giving a discount to people who are making that sort of an effort to, you know. And generally with those sorts of things, it's in combination with other things. So you might have your security camera, but you might have an alarm that squeals if someone tries to break in, or you've got your deadlocks on your doors and windows, all those sort of things. Hopefully, so it's something insurance companies to really look at.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think they've been a little slow to embrace it, because having CCTV at home is, you know, it's a relatively new category of products. It hasn't been around that long, you know. So, you know, hopefully over time they'll reconsider it. And, I think that it makes sense. So, hopefully there'll be change on that side of things. And, you know, we find that our customers, you know, tell us all the time how they feel like the systems pay themselves in year one, because they are less likely to be broken into. And if something bad does happen, you know, sometimes it can be not just a break-in that you catch on video. We lost our kitten. I've got four kids, and we had this beautiful kitten that we got about a year ago, and it disappeared. We hadn't been letting it out of the house much, and the first day we let it out of the house, we couldn't find it. It had gone, and we thought, oh, the worst, you know, it had been run over or someone had taken it or something. Anyway, I was able to track on the video security system I've got here at my home. On one of the cameras, I noticed, I played back the video, and I found that it had gone under the house. One of the cameras is down the side of the house, and there's a sort of a hole under the house, and it had pretty much, as soon as my wife had gone out, leaving it home alone, it had almost within 10 minutes, it had gone, got frightened and went under the house. And sure enough, that night I'd got home from work, and everyone was worried that it had been missing all day, and I was able to, I said, I bet it's still under the house and it's frightened because there'd been a storm that day. And sure enough, we coaxed it out of the house, from under the house, and I was a hero for a day. The kids were like, "Oh, great job, Dad!" And my son said to me, "Finally, our security systems come in handy, Dad."
That's awesome.
I was like, "Yeah." So we got the kitten back, So sometimes, having video security around the place is good for. You know, everyday things as well. So, it can come in handy.
That's great. That's really good for animal lovers. I think that's fantastic. And, I mean, you hear stories of kids being stolen and things like that as well, and dogs being stolen, you know. So that kind of thing, you know, I guess just, keeping track of your pets and your kids, I think is a great idea. Is crime increasing, you know, with the prevalence of ICE and things like that now? Are you finding that that your business is really booming at the moment?
Yeah, we are. The latest crime stats for Victoria came out 2 weeks ago, and burglaries are up 10.2% in the last 12 months. And the rate of the more serious burglaries, aggravated burglaries, home invasions, which aren't actually captured in the stats, but the reports are that they've risen dramatically. So it's not just that burglaries are going up; they're more severe, they're more worrying, the rate of aggravated attacks are up, and that's terrifying for people because, you know, once upon a time burglars would break in and just try and get in and out quickly, grab what they could. But now there's a sort of a prevalence of burglars who aren't afraid to wreak a bit of havoc and wreak some terror on the occupants. And it's really scary. It's really scary for everyday people. And so our business has grown in the last year in Australia by about 12%. And we sell via retailers, and we lost two of them last year, Dick Smith and Masters, but we still grew really strongly at 12%. And that's because of, yeah, crime's up and people are thinking about getting security, some of them for the first time. You know, there's people, and I've got friends like this who two or three years ago wouldn't have thought of putting in a security system, but now they're calling me up and saying, what do you recommend, Jeremy? You know, we're really worried about what's going on. And the facts are that whenever there's reports of you know, home invasions and aggravated burglaries and Apex gang and these sorts of things, our phones go crazy at work. It's really good for our business. And, you know, it's sad for the society we're in, but it's good for security companies like Swan. And particularly in Victoria, I think the rate of burglary growth and aggravated burglaries isn't mirrored in the other states so much as it is in Victoria at the moment, which is an interesting trend, and hopefully something that the Victoria Police down here can really clamp down on, because no, you know, we don't like to be living in fear the way a lot of people are these days. So yeah, so our business is growing, and we find as well that one of the technologies that is growing is the use of motion detection, and our customers love the fact that they can set motion detection. So if an incident does occur and they want to play it back, it's easy to find that incident and they don't have to look through hours and hours of footage. So motion detection's a really important feature for people, and really important if there is crime, if there is a break-in or an intrusion or something. One of the technologies we're launching this year is called True Detect, and it's you have a CCTV camera, but it has a PIR, passive infrared motion detector, in the camera, and that's a much more reliable gets a much more reliable read on the activity, because it's sort of heat or thermal sensing. So basically the PIR sensor will only trigger the motion if it senses the heat of a moving object, like a human, like a large pet, or like a car. So what it means is that, you know, leaves blowing, the wind, rain, those sorts of things that you don't want to have triggering the motion detection no longer trigger it, because you're getting a much more reliable heat-based or thermal-based reading on the activity. So that's another really exciting technology that we're bringing out. It's called True Detect, and we launched that at CES as well. And so that's really going to help in the, yeah, people, if there is crime, if something does happen and you capture it on camera, or an incident like that I was talking about before, you know, where something happens around the house, it's going to be much easier to track back the activity and play it back. And that then, of course, saves your hard drive space, saves your memory, and means that you can capture a lot more events within your hard drive capacity, and you're not filling up the hard drive with things you're not interested in. So, yeah, a lot of exciting developments this year.
Yeah, definitely. So, Darryl, we've got a new paid ad.
Yeah, we have. Yes. It's Money and Technology. It's a blog for people who want to start investing in technology. They often post ideas to make money online, such as social media marketing strategies in today's world. There's all kinds of money to be made in the technology industry. Whether you want to launch a career in the tech world or you want to start using social media marketing strategies to earn passive income at home, in addition to learning about investing in technology via stocks, you will discover many new ideas to make money online. The world of technology changes every single day. If you want to be in the cutting edge, you need to read Money and Technology Daily. Please go to this website at www.moneyandtechnology.com. And that's from a new sponsor, apparently.
Yes. So yes, Money and Technology. From a website that I signed up to where you can get paid, where people can buy ad spots on a podcast.
Ah, cool. So there you are. So if you're interested in trying to increase your income, or you want a bit of extra pocket money or whatever, jump on to moneyandtechnology.com.
Definitely. And also, if you want any ads run on this podcast or anything like that, let me know.
Exactly. That's right. If you've got a business, if you've got a company, or you've got something that you want to promote and market, we've got spaces for you on Tech Webcast.
Yeah, we've got in between the podcast, you know, every, yep. I don't know how we would do it, but it would be on the podcast, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's great. But that was great. Well, it was interesting reading that because I mean you posted it, which was nice in Skype. But like when I had my Skype at like full screen, it that was fine. But like it shrinks, like the text gets like two words per line, and I was sort of scrolling down. It's an interesting how Skype does that when you have Skype set to full screen and that. The text or the chat box gets sort of squished to the side. But yeah, moneyandtechnology.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the sponsor ad. Have they fixed the Skype bug yet, Daryl, for you?
I haven't had a chance because at the moment I'm really only using Skype for the podcasts. So I haven't had a chance like to test out whether they've fixed this particular bug. I know that is for people out there. If you're, you know, it's not most people it wouldn't affect, but when you're, say, recording a podcast and you want to play intro music, or you might have a recorded ad, or you might have a recorded segment, you want the other co-hosts and guests to be able to hear that in real time as it's been recorded. You know, and at the moment, the Windows version of Skype seems to have been broken, and so when you play something from your computer, your other co-hosts or the other people in the Skype call can't hear it, and so it becomes a bit of a nuisance because you've sort of got to.
So you're going to have a problem when I'm away then. So maybe I should be on the podcast then.
Well, yeah. Oh, we did. I mean, the other when it first happened, and it was Jacob that sort of alerted me to it because, you know, he's another Windows user. Yes, what we did in, I think it was a show episode, you were away, and we basically said to, you know, everybody that was awesome on the show, you'll hear the sounds of silence for about 20 seconds or whatever it is for the time, and I played them, and then you'll hear me come in with the introduction, and I said, once you hear me come in, you'll know that it's fine. But yeah, it is a nuisance because, you know, if you listen to a lot of podcasts, people add maybe a bit of music into it in the middle. They might have a recorded interview that they want. Now, of course, you can go after it's all completed. You can edit and add things in and do things. But with Tech Webcast, you know, it's what you basically, 99% is what you hear is what you get. We don't go back and do hours of post-production. No. It's basically just the chop off the beginning where there might be a bit of silence before we start or something like that. That's it. But yeah, hopefully Skype will or Microsoft will fix it. The only downside is it's not a bug that would be affecting a lot of Skype users who just use Skype for their own, you know, calling friends and family and all that. But Skype is a big platform for podcasters because it's so universal that if you're trying to get a guest on and you can say, well, I've got Skype, we'll do it via Skype, most times you'll get a positive response. But if you have to go to another platform which is not as popular and you say, we're using XYZ like Zoom or Hangouts or something like that, it may be a bit more difficult to get some people on because they've got to then install and understand how it works. So hopefully Skype will fix it.
Yeah, definitely. So, Jeremy, do you want to mention anything else before we wrap up the podcast? Before we go, mate, do you want to mention anything else?
Just that I guess, you know, what we've talked about today, the new products, the 4K, will be out in June, so look out for that. The battery-powered camera, the wireless, true wireless one, probably August, September. And nice. the True Detect with that, you know, more reliable motion detection, the heat-based motion detection, that's going to be out June, July. So just look out for those. And, yeah, great to talk to you guys. Awesome.
Good to have you on, Jeremy. Where can they get hold of you if they've got any more questions for you?
So our website's swann.com, SWANN.com. Okay. They can email me, jeremy@swann.com. Awesome. Or check us out on Facebook as well.
Awesome. Any new drones, by the way? Any new drones coming out soon?
Yeah, we've got a new drone. Actually, you know, we talked earlier about this week was doing some sort of the new product planning for this year, and there is a new one that we're about to release, and one of the fun parts of my job is I get to name it and, you know, come up with the, as they call it, the positioning and marketing. And
yeah,
that's a bit of fun. So, yeah, so it's going to be a kind of a foldable design. It sort of folds together. And so I'm looking at all these, you know, different names around, you know, extractor or something, you know, like that. So that'll be coming out later in the year, probably, I reckon, in time for Father's Day. Probably July, August.
Predator 2 or something like that.
Say that again, Daryl.
Predator 2 or something like that. I know there's the the big drones, the big US drones are called Predators, the military ones. But yeah, Predator 2 or
The challenge for me is come up with a cool name, but don't get sued.
I always
try not to have Boeing or someone, you know, come and sue us. That's always bad. So,
yeah, exactly.
My hit rate's pretty good. I've only had, I think we've named, you know, maybe 20 or 30 over the 5 or 6 years we've done toys and drones. There was only one where we got a sort of a letter saying, hey, we actually own that trademark. And it was one of the military choppers in America, and it was Boeing who owned the trademark on it. And we thought, well, we can use the name. It's kind of like a generic term, but they said, no, you can't. But my hit rate's pretty good. But yeah, that's a fun part of the job. And our team in the marketing team at Swan, they love doing the packaging and all the design and everything around the choppers because they're a really fun product.
Stuff.
Great.
That would be a good idea for a giveaway, like a contest for someone to bring up a good name and then they can win a prize.
Absolutely. Yeah, good idea. I'll make a note of that.
For Swan anyway. Yeah, for Swan. Yeah, that should
do. Actually, why don't we do this? When the new one comes out, why don't we do some giveaways for some of your listeners?
All right. Sounds good, mate. Yeah, awesome. Yeah,
do some sort of giveaway. Yeah, here. That'd be great.
Yeah, someone could bring up like a name, like, you know, for the new drone or something, like a new name or something.
Yeah, yep.
And even if it doesn't get the use for this particular model, you can at least have a, you know, list of names that you've got for future drones.
Yeah, one of the things about this drone that we're bringing out later in the year, it's going to have video on board too. So, you know, I'm thinking that maybe we were already thinking of sort of like a competition where send us your video footage. If it's interesting, you know, you can win a prize or something. Nice. And so, yeah, so that's pretty cool. But, yeah, having video of the flights I think is always fun to, you know, play it back and share it and all that. So,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Very cool.
So everybody out there, get your thinking caps on for a start and think of a name for a new drone. It's not already taken or not the US military like I was doing.
Email me, jeremy@swan.com. I'd love to hear some names. So, yeah, it's a little, you know, it's not that large. It's kind of an indoor drone it can sort of fold together, fold out or fold in, has video on board, and it's going to be cool. So, yeah, anyone's got some names, love to hear them.
Cool. All right, good stuff, mate. What about you, Aldwyn? What's your view on all this?
Oh, I love it. I love technology, and I'm blown away by drones. And, you know, I've had a media business for quite a while, and, you know, I've been getting clients requesting drone photography and drone video work, you know, so it's really infiltrating, you know, the traditional marketplace of photography and videography, which is really cool. You know, the technology is moving at such a rapid rate, and you know, I love cameras because, you know, you capture – well, not we're talking security cameras today, of course, but you know, I love video footage because it's leveraging, and you know, I'm all about helping people get their message to the masses, and of course, videos are very powerful for that. You know, not enough people capture their stories and what they're up to on video to share with the family, or you know, once they're gone, or you know, just to share while they're alive, even just to share the great times. So I think it's very important to capture your day-to-day events and help, you know, get your message out to more people and leverage your message with video. So I think it's awesome, and drones are very exciting. So I look forward to seeing some more advancements in that area.
Good stuff. And we're going to get hold of you if they want to ask you any more questions or whatever?
Yes. On Twitter. It's just Google my name, Aldwyn Altenay. You'll find me all over the social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Plus, Instagram, and Pinterest, and also YouTube. I've got my own channel there, Aldwyn Altenay, and I do some online shows myself, some online video casts, and always looking for guests there as well. And my media website is aaxpose.com. If you Google me, you'll find me. I'm the only one with that name out there, as you can imagine. So it's been a pleasure to be on the show and hosting. Great to have you. This is Jeremy.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Great to talk to you.
Jeremy. Thank you for being on, mate. Come back on any time, mate, if you want to come back on and talk technology again.
Love to.
You're more than welcome to. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Ozzen at Tech Webcast. Daryl, it's your call, mate.
Yeah, they can get me at LearnScape on the Twitters and Daryl Hunt at Google Plus. And yes, I'm also, I'm on LinkedIn and I have a YouTube channel too. So you just search for Daryl Hunt and generally you'll find where I'm hanging out. And so that's another episode of Tech Webcast that is in the can.
And two guests next week, Daryl. We've got Ali Banks and Alice Chase on next week.
So we're in stereo next week. We've got sort of two guests. So this podcast is going stereo.
It is indeed, mate. It is indeed. Can't wait.
Excellent.
Great.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks to our listeners for supporting us.
Thanks to our Patreons for supporting us at patreon.com/techwebcast.
Yes, thank you. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha, stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha, ha. Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer. Boom!